Future social workers are being challenged to work with lawmakers to make healthcare more available for residents living in rural Arkansas. The challenge was issued to attendees of the 4th Annual Health Disparities Conference at Arkansas State University. The theme of the conference was Bridging the Gap Between Health Disparities in the Delta. Keynote speaker of the conference was Dr. Charlotte Llewellyn Williams of the University of Arkansas Clinton School of Public Service. She presented a community-based solution to influence the policies for addressing the issue. Williams said social workers have an important role in helping to shrink the health disparities gap.
I hope that they'll see their role as future public servants and as community leaders to encourage early screening, to have dialogue with their policymakers and their elected officials, to make their voices heard around disseminating information and creating the kind of partnerships across the spectrum of policy development, access to care, so that they have an active participatory role in improving the outcome for health across the region.
Associate professors of social work at A-State, Dr. Patricia Wilkerson and Dr. Patricia Guy-Walls, both coordinated the conference. Wilkerson said it was important that future social workers understand how policies influence the social problems they may face in the field.
I want them to recognize how important their education is in terms of advocating, in terms of research, in terms of having supportive data to put faces behind the social problem as opposed to just looking at it from a budget standpoint.
Guy Wall said she wants future social workers to be more aware of the factors leading to the health disparities gap in the Delta.
Part of that is tied into several factors like socioeconomic status. We don't have very many doctors that are actually go out into the Delta. We have very few health clinics that are in the Delta. So this conference is designed to make people aware.
She says she hopes the awareness will lead to social workers being an agent of change in the community and make a difference. For KASU News, I'm Brandon Tabor.